you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's there.
Reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, probably very familiar with many of you. In fact, I can recite this from memory because it's something that I've thought about for many years. I love this verse. But many of you are familiar with 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Tuesday, October 19th. And let me set a little of the staging here. We're at the home studio. In fact, Dick Van Zandt, about 26 years ago, set this all up. He's the founder of the WLUJ family of stations. And he and another engineer many years ago set this up so we would have a studio in the home so I'd have accessibility and could do a morning program and do a lot of radio interviews and such. So 26 years removed, we're still continuing to utilize this. We have our great Springfield studio at 600 West Mason Street. Absolutely love that. We have like four different studio rooms where we can record and interview people. It's a phenomenal facility that's been paid for from the great WLUJ listeners throughout the many years. And so we love that facility. And then we're in the midst of moving into Marketplace Mall in Champaign. That'll also be an additional studio that will help us with interviews and people that are much closer to East Central Illinois. So we'll kind of maintain these three studios. We also have a studio at our Fisher Foozlin Tower, and there's another one at our Fithian Tower, but those don't get used that much. But these are our primary three studios. And so if you were tuned in yesterday, I gave you a little bit of an overview of Mark and Friends, because now it's heard on all 19 frequencies at 7:32 a.m. and 10 of the frequencies at 7:32 p.m. Not that it's that great of a program, but we have a lot of things that we want to communicate about the radio ministry and what God's doing. And I love sharing testimonies and interviews with local people so you can kind of say, oh, that's my brother-in-law, or I know that guy from work, or that sister has been doing that street ministry for many years. And so we want to connect you with local people that God is working in and through. And so yesterday I thought, wouldn't it be nice over the coming weeks to introduce the WLUJ family of stations, along with our Great News Radio listeners, to some of our board members, people that serve behind the scenes, that pray for the ministry, that have a real hands-on heart for reaching the lost and equipping the saints. And so yesterday I thought maybe I could get Pastor Juan Laredo. He's our current board chair. He's served for the last few years. And so, Juan, thank you for driving out and being available for today, Testimony Tuesday.
No, thank you. Thank you, Brother Mark. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm just blown away as to see we're watching God do great and mighty things here at Great News Radio, how God is moving and is providing, and He's doing it all through your leadership. And I thank God that you have the heart, that heart that feels and senses the prompting of God's Holy Spirit to lead the station where He wants it to go.
Well, a lot of credit to all the people throughout the many years that pray for the radio ministry. I feel like I'm in a privileged position because people do pray for me or the radio ministry, and we send out prayer requests, but we have a praying board, and many of the decisions that we have to make are way beyond our intellect or understanding or gift sets, and so we're constantly drawn to our knees. Lord, how do we do this? How do we fix this? How do we move forward on that? And so thank you for being one of those prayer warriors, along with many of the listeners, the people that are shut in, the senior saint that says, I can't really do much. And I'm like, but you can pray. And God, I don't know, I think in the heavenlies, God delights when that 92-year-old says, God, I'm praying up Great News Radio or Great News Media or WLUJ, you know, work through those broadcasters, work through the programming. And I think He probably just delights. And
Amen.
And there's that groundswell because we do reach tens of thousands of people.
That's right. We have
a privileged role that many people pray for us. So we covet or appreciate or really need and require and request that you do pray on an ongoing basis for the ministry, because we do have the potential to reach thousands of people, especially unchurched people, maybe not affiliated with a congregation, or maybe haven't been to church for many years because of some heartache or brokenness or whatever reason. And then certainly the person that maybe has never gone to church, that doesn't know that Jesus loves them, that God has a plan and purpose for his life. So thank you for being available. And let me set a little bit of the picture. Here we're at the home studio, and Juan a couple times has looked over his left shoulder. He sees our chickens that run by the window. In fact, you'll probably be able to leave today with a dozen eggs, because I think we have about 16 or 17 chickens and a hen, or a guinea. Yeah, no roosters. They're all hens. And then this guinea that's like a little shepherd that runs around and keeps the flock all together. And they're free range, so they walk all throughout our yard. We have 8 acres here in the woods. It's kind of a unique, beautiful setting that when I worked for Jewel Food Stores 20-something years ago, I found this property and have loved it here. I think I've been here like 30-something years. I'm an old-timer now in the community. But we're here at the home studio, and Juan got here early. And I always love when a guest gets here early, because we get to talk and share and pray. And we did have some, I don't know, revival going on. It just seemed like God knitted our hearts together as we prayed for the ministry, as we talked about this great verse, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he, that's God, that's Jesus, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So on this Testimony Tuesday, before you share some of your faith journey and why you thought that's an incredible verse, one of your favorites, let me set just a little bit of the stage.
Okay.
Because it was about a little over 2 years ago, there was a prayer gathering going on at Lincoln Square. There was a number of pastors that were going to present on stage, basically covering different topics, praying for the nation, for the government, for the churches, for families. And so you were designated as one of the people, one of the pastors that were asked to be a part on the platform, you know, walking this group through, and I think there was about 350. There was a bunch of us. It was a real neat gathering.
And I remember, the topic that I was to pray for is for the school teachers, the community leaders, and businesses in our community. And I tell you, Mark, that day hearing other pastors pray, heaven's glory fell down to Lincoln Square Mall, and it was such a wonderful time that we had there.
Yeah, and what I loved, there was such great diversity, black churches, Hispanic, Asian. There was people from all walks of life, which I always love, because it's indicative or representative of God's kingdom. It's not just this colored people or this economic group. People from all walks of life worshiping together and praying together. And somewhere in there, I know we had Dave and Kay Lemons. They were helping organize all this. Somehow we got connected and we got talking. And I think I had you in the studio, because we had our studio there at Lincoln Square. And you and I sat down. I can't remember if we recorded a program or we talked for a while, but it was like that kindred spirits. We just started getting fired up about things that God could do in the community.
Absolutely.
And you were talking about your heart for reaching the lost and equipping the saints. But then you said, Mark, I want to see churches and pastors getting together. Like, if somebody needs a roof repaired, wouldn't it be neat if people from this congregation and this congregation got together? And you said, Mark, I just envision God bringing these churches together, that we have Jesus Christ in common. Let's focus on raising him up, not the differences. Yeah, there might be some subtleties because there's different denominations, but we have so much in common. And you really wanted to see pastors coming together. And you and I started early on talking about this ministry leader network and bringing pastors and churches together. And so fast forward it, you and I just had an incredible afternoon. I think we spent a couple hours on the phone a few days later. And at some point, within the week, as I was telling Marianne, that we're at a point where we want to increase our board and maybe take on a few new members. And I just said, you know, Marianne, please be praying that up, because we have a diversity on our board and they all represent different towns and communities throughout East Central Illinois. But I said, I would like to add another person or two. And she said, what about Pastor Juan Laredo? And I'm like, wow, I love that guy. And you and I had recently met and talked, and I just thought, and you bring some diversity to our board and a heart for people. And I said, what a great idea. And so this was maybe like 3 p.m. I think I got home and I called you up, and, you know, you were a little bit blown away or honored. And you said, well, let me talk to my board and my wife. And, you know, because there was a time commitment and some oversight. And I don't know, I think we had about an hour and a half conversation that evening. And then a few days later, you just said, Mark, I would love to serve in this role. However, my gifts or abilities can be utilized to further kingdom purposes. I listened to the station. My wife and I love tuning in. And so it was just like a perfect fit. So on today, Testimony Tuesday, I want to introduce you to Pastor Juan Laredo. He serves as a senior pastor at the Champaign First Church of the Nazarene. And you've served there for a number of years, and you came from serving in Indiana, Sullivan, Indiana. Been married to Kelly for 16 years, the first lady, who's a real sweetie and a compliment to you, very much like how Holly is to me. And we've known each other just for a few years, but we asked you to be on our board, and then the board just loved your temperament, your disposition, your sensitivity, and your heart for ministry. And I think after a meeting or two, we said, would you serve as the board chair? Because John Jennings, who had served very faithfully for a number of years, he was stepping down, transitioning out. And so you serve as our current board chair with a passion for the ministry. You've been to the Springfield studios a number of times. You and I have traveled together. You were instrumental in interviewing and picking up Tim Nelson at O'Hare. So on this Testimony Tuesday, we're going to come back to this 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us for all unrighteousness. But maybe give a little snapshot into why you want to serve and how you've seen God raise up Tim Nelson and even this Donna Leland, who's helping fill in, doing some morning programming, and just how God has really knit together this great team.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, Mark, I want to back up to the when you called me and you asked me if I would sit on the board, and then later on asked me if I would pray about being chairman of the board. I have to tell you, I was humbled, and tears were falling from my eyes, because, you know, I'm just a servant. I consider myself just a servant of the Lord, nothing more. I'm here to serve. I just want to follow our Lord's footsteps and the command that he gave each and every one of us. He said, you know, I have come to serve, not to be served. And so with that mentality, I've always had that mentality in ministry. And when you called me, I was humbled. And I said, Lord, how can I take on this responsibility or this position? And the Lord said, I will equip you. Don't worry about it. And then when I called you back and we spoke, and I said, the Lord has given me the opportunity to serve, so I want to serve in this capacity. And so just want to let you know I was humbled, and I count this a privilege, folks, if you're listening out there. You know, I don't consider myself as a mega pastor or someone that's a star or anything on the rise. I consider myself just a lowly, humbled servant of the Lord, and I want to be considered that. But it is a privilege to serve on this board, especially to meet, you know, Pastor Tim, or Brother Tim, I should say. Well, I consider him a pastor because he is shepherding a lot of people on the waves, on the airwaves at WLUJ. And I was with the board, and we got to talk to Tim over the phone, and then I got the privilege to head up there with Ken Rowe to pick him up from the airport.
Yeah, that was when he was kind of candidating. We had a couple of different people looking at a position as operation manager, and he kind of made our cut, and so we flew him and his wife Beth in, and so we thought it'd be great for a couple of our board members to drive up and spend a couple hours with them. And yeah, we had him in for like 3 full days.
Yeah, and we took him out to dinner and everything. But I just want to let you know that Tim is just a great guy. I was so privileged to meet this guy. Has a heart for radio radio ministry. He doesn't think he's a rock star. He doesn't have that attitude like, you know, listen to me because I know what I'm talking about. This guy has a genuine servant's heart. He loves the Lord, and he's passionate about sharing the great news of God's ministry, God's saving grace through the airwaves. Mm-hmm. And I just love him. And his wife, Beth, is just a compliment to his ministry. Just like my wife, Kelly, mm-hmm. is a compliment to my ministry, so is Beth to Tim. And I heard Billy Graham say this. He says, behind a good man stands a great woman, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, he had his wonderful wife, of course, who stood by him through all the years of ministry. And I see that in Tim. And I see that also in Holly for Mark. Mm-hmm. And Mark, you are doing a great job just sharing and sensing the Holy Spirit lead you in the direction in which God wants you to go. And just being open to what God has to say to you with Donna. Wow. What an amazing blessing that was to receive Donna and to be for her to be part of this ministry.
Yeah,
wow.
That's just recent as of Monday, as of yesterday, and you'll hear her at the 6:30 to 7 o'clock slot and 8:30 to 9 o'clock. She's been a part of the WLUJ Share-a-thons and has helped out a number of times, and many of the listeners are familiar with her with her Saturday program with the Moody Broadcasting Network. Just a heart for the Lord, and it just seemed great to include her into our lineup, and, you know, she's been promoting the Mark and Friends, and hey, it's now heard at 7:32 in the morning on WLUJ. Many of you have maybe heard Mark and Friends at 10 a.m., but we wanted to have a consistent way of communicating to all the listeners at the same time and, you know, giving updates and expressing our passion for reaching the lost and equipping the saints. And I mentioned this a lot yesterday, to educate, edify, and evangelize. And what's great about our board and you, Juan, is we all have bought into it. We want to educate them in biblical truth. So mm-hmm. the programming, the hosts, everything that's shared is from a biblical worldview. It's from the Bible. That's our guidebook. That's our manual. And then the edify, we want to encourage you. We want to bless you through devotional thoughts, through the ministry of music, just different ways that God, through the Holy Spirit, might breathe life or hope or encouragement or healthy conviction that draws you to God, that happens as we educate, edify, and then the evangelism part, both you and I, Juan, and our board. We love reaching the lost. We want people to know about Jesus and be drawn to him, and we want people to learn that God does love them, that he cares for them, that he created them. They're not just here by circumstance or chance or primordial slime millions of years ago coming together and then there's this human race. No, God tailored each and every person very uniquely,
absolutely,
specifically, and has a heart for them and has an eternity waiting for them, and he's desiring that they would choose Jesus and follow him. And so our board believes in the educate, edify, and evangelize, as does Tim and our staff, and we just have a great team. And Donna's a new addition that I think is going to bring a soft woman's voice. And we include Mary Welchel now at 7. Let's see. Mark and Friends is 7:32. So technically she's like 7:28. It's like a 3-minute program that's now being heard on the WLUJ family of stations. The Great News Radio listeners have heard Mary Welchel for 20 plus years, but we thought that's a good addition as people are driving to work, and she has her different stories, Fran on the job, or what's it like to be a Christian in the working place. And so we're just totally thankful for how God has pieced together this team and how he's using our radio board and the listeners and the exciting things that are going on with Marketplace mm-hmm. Mall. We hope to make some progress in the next few weeks to get it all painted and readied to move in and to build a new studio. We love our Springfield studio. In fact, I'll be probably out there today or tomorrow or the next few days. I love interviewing people there and what Tim's doing and just how you, as our board chair, are not only providing some direction and insight and help, but I have to say personally have been like a cheerleader and an encourager, a Barnabas to me and to our whole board, and how God does delight in working through any of us that are just going to be available to him.
Well, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that. But, you know, I want to give a couple shout-outs. Can I give a shout-out?
Sure, sure.
Hey, WLUJ, Butch, has been an instrumental part there at WLUJ. and Paul as well.
Oh,
and
Paul the
and
servant.
Joyce. And yep. Joyce as well. Wow. What a wonderful team, you know, Tim has there at his disposal. He's able to tap into their knowledge and their gifts and talents and just utilize them according to God's will to continue to further that ministry that's mm-hmm. taking place there at WLUJ. And again, Tim, God bless you. If you're listening to this broadcast right now, I want to thank you for the way you're serving the Lord. Keep it up, my friend. God has got big plans for Great News Media, and he's going to continue to spread the good news through the airwaves, through Mark and Friends.
Mark and Friends and all the great programming hosts and the variety of the music ministry that's provided. And we did have that open house a few weeks back and met a lot of listeners. In fact, there's a few people that are willing to volunteer. A couple of retired teachers said, hey, if you have a role in the afternoon or I can answer phones. And so we're processing some of that and praying up who God might raise up. And we've been working with some different interns. I'd still like to get a couple interns in the Springfield studio location to train them and equip them into the future if they are going to become a broadcaster or somebody in media. And so Tim is always looking for help and assistance, and we just continue to see him provide the right people and the resources. We have been talking about having a homecoming week in November, where maybe a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, where maybe we'd have a couple food trucks out there and we'd have people rallying and coming together, and we'd maybe interview some past hosts and station managers and people affiliated with the station, and just to show the legacy of how God has used WLUJ. So that's kind of in the works. We're praying that up. And then hopefully we'll have some kind of grand opening at Marketplace Mall in November at some point when we have things all painted and set up and ready to go. And we desire to use that facility to reach many people in the mall in the greater East Central Illinois area. And we have the Ministry Leaders Network coming up this next month. Mm-hmm. And we hope to also start something like that in Springfield. And we just want to keep sensing the Lord's leading. And mm-hmm. as you mentioned, pray that the Holy Spirit will order our steps and guide us mm-hmm. as we continue to lift high the name of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's Amen. What this ministry is serving, and hopefully equipping you to know him, to reach out and share him with others, and maybe for the first time accept him into your heart and become a faithful follower of Jesus. That's God's ultimate desire, is that we are his ambassadors, that we're disciples of Jesus, and that we allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through us. So thank you, Pastor Juan, Chairman Juan, for being available for today, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. I think tomorrow we might have Dee and Marianne in the studio here.
Great,
so trying
great.
To coordinate that. Thank you for listening. If Mark and Friends is new to you, it does get archived each and every day, accessible at greatnewsradio.org and also at WLUJ.org under the Mark and Friends link. So you can listen to, I think, about 8 or 10 years worth of prior programs, but hopefully they're God-honoring and a tool that he uses to encourage and bless you. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Juan Laredo with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.